This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Let us bow our heads and pray.
God of grace, God of glory, God of truth.
Thank you for waking us up this morning.
Go with everyone in here today, Father, that we may make the right decision.
You can accomplish great and mighty things in spite of us.
Each day of a legislative session begins with prayer. I asked House Clerk Albert Butch Speer, when was the last time a prayer was something other than Christian?
I don't remember any time.
The House invocations are by members volunteering, themselves or their pastors.
The vast majority of the members of the House profess Christianity as their major religious belief, and so that's what we're going to end up with. Because it's purely voluntary.
So there's little chance Louisiana's legislature will have a Wiccan offer the invocation, as Iowa did this year.
We call this morning to God, Goddess, Universe, to be with us here today.
Speer has studied the Supreme Court rulings to be sure the legislature is within the law.
We're not obliged to go out and create diversity. We just are obliged not to discourage it if it's presented to us. As long as we don't turn anybody down who wants it, as long as we don't have a rule that says we will never allow a Wiccan to open the session, the fact that they all are Christian to this point is not going to ever cause us a problem.
Unless voters elect a non-Christian to the House, legislative prayers will all be said in one name.
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln. Amen.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.